And so the thing with the strike is the city and all the police officials who were called to control it, they never recognized it as a strike. They just thought it was some sort of an uprising because of Emma Tenayuka's ties to communism. Right. She was at the time married to a man who belonged to the Communist Party. And so she, as a result of having these communist ties, that's how officials colored the strike, as it was more of a political uprising. It was not necessarily a strike. Am I sort of correct there?
Well, to a certain extent. One thing you have to realize is that, in fact, for a time, she was higher up in the Communist Party than her husband. So there's a kind of a, you know, it's just all coming out of the Cold War, anti-communism kind of myth of, you know, people somehow being pushed into the Communist Party by being married to somebody or something like that. And I don't think that's the case at all. She stayed in the party after the strike. She stayed in, actually, after her divorce and so forth. So, you know, she was a very committed communist, which, if you look at what that meant, particularly at that time, we're talking late 30s, that was not a shameful thing to be. That was the left. You know, it's what, 20 years after the Russian Revolution. This is not something that was thought of as that unusual at the time. And an awful lot of leftists were in San Antonio for that strike, not just Communist Party, but also socialists, also left unionists, also anarchists. You know, there were a number of different political traditions on the left end of politics that were running up against a very rigid system.